Let's consider the third holding environment, the one that's predominant in our lives as adults. And let's not consider it conceptually, because we've already discussed that. Let's now consider it from a meditative point of view. In order to do that, I suggest that you re-listen to the Return to the Now meditation from Lesson 2. Assuming that you've done that, let's take that meditation, the imagery of, and the dynamic of that meditation, and work with it in a slightly different way, so that we have a meditative understanding of third holding environment. To begin, find a comfortable place to sit. Let your back be vertical, but don't stress yourself into some perfect posture. Come into your body and notice if there's any tension. And with the softness of your breath and the quality of your awareness, gently release that tension. Feel your breathing. For a few moments now, let the sensation of your breath be vivid. Come into the foreground. Foreground of your mind, but don't become concentrated. Stay spacious, stay open. Now, imagine that you're sitting in the center of the mandala, right in the now. In front of you is the future position, behind you is the past. To your left is the me position, to your right the you position. And start to lean fairly strongly, left, right, forward, left, back, right, left. Just feel the body moving. Feel the body moving and realize that what happens in daily life is that we lean far, far too far into a grandiose me story. And suddenly in our grandiosity, we close off so much of the perception of our own vulnerability, and we lose respect for others. They become players in our drama. We're smarter. They need to do what we want them to do. We become judgmental. Think about how grandiose it is to want other people to change. Think about how grandiose it is to think that the world should be different or your job should be different so that you feel better. Think about how depressive it is to think that someone else holds the key to your happiness. How much power you've given to other people with thoughts that you need them in order to be complete. That's what it's like. That's how you're held when you're too far off in the me position. Think about how when you swing into the past, stories like being abandoned emotionally when you were a child, or being damaged by the conflict that your parents had in their marriage, or not being popular at school, how those kinds of thoughts have determined an identity about yourself, and that you've been held in a sense of maybe trying to prove yourself, to compensate for those past memories. Or you've been afraid to be really in deep relationship because it'll just end up in the pain that you remember from your family life. So feel yourself, just let your body wobble. Left, right, back, forward. Think of what happens when you become so concerned with what the future will bring. You're worrying about money, or you're worrying about health, or you're worrying about your children. And the present moment is just not even known. There's no vibrancy. The quality of the breeze, the color of the colors of things, the green of the leaves, none of that is even present. You don't even know you have a body. The mind is just there in its anxiety, or it's got a thought, oh, a thought of salvation, a thought of hope. Hope based on a thought, not hope based on feeling the fullness of yourself. And so this movement of this mind, of your mind, of the mind of all of us, that's how we stay in the third holding environment. That's how we keep ourselves constantly in a sense of trying to get to our lives, hurrying to arrive at the life that's right for us, trying to escape what we know was no good, trying to make it over again better, judging other people because they're not doing the things that we want them to do, being angry at someone because he gives himself freedom you don't want to give to yourself or don't know how to give to yourself. And so, anger and hurt when you lay to the right, and maybe judgmentalness and irritability and envy, and then you swing to the left and it's self-importance and grandiosity, and then depressiveness and criticalness about yourself, and you swing to the past and suddenly it's regret and nostalgia and longing and loss, and then oh, suddenly you're in the future and there's hope again, but then there's fear again, and that's the environment. That's the egoic mind. That's the egos itself. That's the sense of self wobbling, wobbling. So now let those movements get smaller. Feel yourself recognizing a grandiose story. No, nobody has to change. He doesn't have to change. She doesn't have to change. I am already who I've been seeking to be. I am already that for which I have been seeking. And when you are already that for which you have been seeking, you can allow other people to be who they are and how they are. So you're more in the center. You're not moving so strongly. You look toward the future. You've met what you need to meet. Each moment that's challenged you, you've learned to be present with yourself. There's things you'd like to have happen. You have a passion to see the world a better place, but you can live that with joy. You can live that with trust. The past has made you strong. The past has made you look and learn. The past has made you understand the suffering of others. Feel yourself getting steady, not wobbling so much. Oh, just the tiny tilting of expectancy, just the tiny leaning back into comparison. Just the tiny leaning left into a sense of self, of me, leaning right into a recognition, a compassion for others, appreciation of the uniqueness of others. Getting steadier and steadier in this moment, the fourth holding environment, the now. Life has always been now. You've just been wobbling so much. We all wobble so much. Create an environment that's determined by all those feelings. And here we are in the fullness of yourself. Here you are. And I'm with you in the fullness of yourself. Feeling your breath, the mind, your mind open, your body solid. Put a little smile in your heart. Maybe it's already happening naturally. To be so alive, to start now, to be original, to be authentic, to feel grateful. To be held and with and part of the wholeness of this universe.